Good evening, Rabbosai. Just need to finish off Simon Kuvav. We didn't quite finish the Ramah. We're then going to move on to Simon Kuv Zayin, which is the Hamasupik in Mispalel. We'll be learning a couple of concepts there. So let's just finish off first Simon Kuvav, Seif Beis. Let's just recap from the beginning of the Seif, just to complete that. Misha Tirosu Umnosoi, somebody whose Torah is his umnes, his life skill. Kugoin Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Vechaveirov, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Vechaveirov. Mafsik lekriya Shema, he will interrupt his learning for Shema v'lo litfilah ponov for Shemana Esser. So if he's in the middle of learning Torah, huge mass mitzvah, but he never stops learning Torah. He never stops learning Torah. Torosoy umnosoy. So he will stop for Shema just to say Shema. How long does it take to say Shema? Not very long, right? And then he continues learning v'lo litfilah, but he doesn't say Shemana Esser. Why? Because he's such a huge masmid, he doesn't need to have a Shemana Esser, he can just keep going. Aval onu, but us, mafsikim ben lekriya Shema ben litfilah, for us this doesn't apply. We need to say both Shema and Shemana Esser over great masmidim. It doesn't apply to us. The words of the Mishnah Berurah was, somebody who, Siv Kotten Vav, Deheme, loy oyoyskim, klal b'malachtom, they didn't have their own, they didn't know all the melacha, they know the work. I did not stop their learning, even for one moment. They never stopped learning. So it's talking about somebody who's got a huge level of asmada, which arguably nowadays doesn't exist anymore. But ask that we stop Torah for work. Even more so, we should certainly stop. We have to stop learning to daven. Now, the Ramah continues, he said, somebody teaches Torah. Learning Torah is one level, teaching Torah is another level. If you are teaching Torah to others, then ain't no poisik, then you won't interrupt. Communication is bar lemel simon pay tests. Because mark and poisik and koyer posik krishn shel kiya shema, you should still say at the very least first posik of shema. But yes, somebody who's learning Torah is even on a higher level. Halach lemaisi will still have to say the first posik of shema, but the Shulchan Aruch teaching, the Ramah is teaching us, he's on a higher level yet, really. Veim ain't show a veris if there's no time to say it all. Vieshle shows the dial is parallel, velikri kriya shema, and we place a klal. If somebody is teaching Torah and there's time limit and he cannot, and he still has time to say, if there's no time limit, there's plenty of time. And there is sufficient time for him to say shema and fila, and he won't disturb his teaching Torah, then he should do so. So it's true that somebody teaches Torah and he has to either teach Torah or daven Shemana Esser, then if somebody is really on that level, then the halacha will be that teaching Torah comes first. However, if there is opportunity to do it all, Shema, Shemana Esser, and teaching Torah, he should do all of it. Okay, that leads us to Sim Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin is the halacha of Hamav Supek im Ispalet. Somebody is in doubt as to whether he davened. When didn't filas nedova, and halacha tefillas nedava. A couple of concepts before we actually penetrate in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a concept of a sofek ispalel, somebody who is not sure as to whether he davened. Don't know what the good scenario will be.
Tell us the story.
What will be the story? What did I say?
He wasn't sure he davened.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Somebody, he really doesn't know if he has davened Shemana Esser. He doesn't know if he's davened Shemana Esser or not. Could be somebody had an op. I don't know. He just doesn't remember if he davened Shemana Esser.
He fell asleep. Medication.
Or I have medication, strong medication, very forgetful, yeah. So he's not sure. So without learning Shulchan Aruch, what would you say would be the halacha? Oh, very good. Excellent. Spot on. You'd normally assume and say that it's, according to Ramban, it's the Rabbanon. Sofek the Rabbanon. Lekula. Any Drabonon doubt, we are lenient. Davening, Shemana Esser, according to Ramban, is Medrabonon. So if it's Medrabonon, Sofek Drabonon, Lekula.
And if you go to the Ramban, it's still Medrabonon to do Shemana Esser.
Very good. That's right. Even according to the Ramban, arguably, he didn't, although the Ike Chiyuv is the Reise, but Shemana Esser per se, even according to Ramban, is Drabonon, Sofek Drabonon, Lekula. Right, okay, we're going to see soon that's not really the case. We don't really say that, but we don't really say that. And the reason for that is that, well, we're going to see the halach in greater detail shortly. Mishnah Berurah cotton based. Concept number one, that sofek im ispalel, the rule of sofek rabbanon may not apply. We'll see that shortly, mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Then there is another concept which we need to be familiar with, which is the concept of tefillas nedava. A tefillas nedava is a tefillah. Somebody decides to daven shmona esrei, an additional shmona esrei. He has daven shachris, he has daven mincha, but now he decides, you know what, I need to daven another shmona esrei now. Tefillas nedava. Nedava means a voluntary kind of shmona esrei. Doesn't have to, it's not an obligation. A voluntary shmona esrei. Somebody daven shmona esrei says, you know what, now I really need to daven again to Hashem. That's a tefillas nedava. We'll be learning soon, Shulchan Aruch, and even more powerfully, the Bi'al Ocha, bring in the name of the Chayodom, that nowadays, it's not so great to do a tefillas nedava. It's not so brilliant. Why is that so? That's right. It's quite all right if you are very special mispalel, and you can daven with great kavana, and you know that you're going to be starting the Shemona Esrei from Baruch Ato until the very end, you'll be davening with great kavana. Every brocha that you say is a brocha with kavana, pure intentions, perish amilas. Then, wow, tefillas nedava, brilliant, exceptional, beautiful, outstanding. However, a person like all of us who are struggling for basic kavanas on our three shemona esrei that we do every day, it would be very inappropriate for us to do more. Because it's quite a shaila as it is. How do we get through shemona esrei? How are we getting through shemona esrei with so little kavana? So how can it be that you can't really add? It doesn't sound the right thing to add more shemona esrei with our poor kavana that we've got nowadays. That's the concept. We're going to see that the Bialoch brings the name of the Chaodom. Also, nowadays it comes to a point that actually we cannot daven tefillas nedava because our kavana is so poor. Okay, that's the concept of tefillas nedava. Fine, that's concept number two. Concept number three is the concept of a chiddush. Concept of a chiddush is that we'll see soon that sometimes Chazal said you're allowed to daven on an additional shmona esrei or a shmona esrei, and that shmona esrei, however, will require a chiddush. Chiddush literally means a chiddush, chadosh, an addition, something new. So there is a concept of a chiddush that if you daven a shmona esrei, if it's virtually the same that you daven before, that's not considered chiddush. If you add something to the shmona esrei, something to the bracha, you add something to it, that's called a chiddush, and then sometimes you'll be allowed to daven an additional shmona esrei. I just want to familiarize ourselves with the concept of a chiddush. Chiddush to add something. So an example, well, it's actually a good shaila what exactly chiddush is, and the poskim discuss it. Many poskim hold that a chiddush will be even if you have an additional bakosha to Hashem. You add for special, you daven for something special and something particular, an additional, you didn't daven panosa before, specific panosa, specific elements, you didn't think about one of your kids, you didn't think about a certain element of your correct, correct. Even that, according to many poskim. Yes. Right. Right. Okay. So having said those few akdomas, now that we are familiar with those few introductions, we're now able to proceed to Siman Kuf Zayin, Sif Aleph, and he's going to say the following. Im hu mesupek im ispalel. Somebody who is just not sure, have I davened, have I not davened, he's in doubt, not sure. Have I been to Shachris or not? He just literally doesn't remember. You're not sure? Go over Shemona Esrei again. And you will not need to make a chiddush in your Shemona Esrei. You can just do Shemona Esrei again. Repeat. Just go over it again. But if he's absolutely certain that he has daven Shemona Esrei, you will not be allowed to go over Shemona Esrei again without a chiddush. However, Ali Dei Chiddush, if you will say a Chiddush, Choyzer Mispalel, you are allowed to daven again, Binedova, at Tfilas Nedova, as we learned, the voluntary Shemona Esrei, will be permitted if you say a Chiddush. Kol HaPomem Sheirtze, however many times you wish. Let's stop here. So again, Shulchan Aruch says, somebody who is in doubt, if you daven shachris, you doubt if you daven mincha, you can do it again. Well, I don't know if it's going to be again. You can say Shemoneh Esrei. If you are sure you said Shemoneh Esrei and you just want to daven Shemoneh Esrei again, that you can't just do it randomly in all the Shemoneh Esrei. You will only be permitted with a chiddush if you have an addition. If you have no addition, you can't daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Very good. Why don't we say Sofek the Rabbanu Lekula? Yeah, very good. Mishnah Berurah much addresses this point. Yeah.
I thought you can't add.
Very good. So the Chiddush concept is you wouldn't be allowed to add a Nusach HaTfilah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You cannot add in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei your own additions. However, a Chiddush is not, you're not adding an additional text to the Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, even in Shema Koren, actually, you would be allowed to add a certain tefillah. Or at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So what are you referring to? You're not allowed to generally add anything in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, just to add additional words, you wouldn't be allowed to. Does that make sense?
So what's the Chiddush
then? A Chiddush will be...
What would that be then?
An additional tefillah that you have in your mind.
But isn't that the same as adding something extra?
Not necessarily, because it's not. You don't add text to the Shemoneh Esrei.
So it's just in your thought?
Correct. So the... Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Cotton... Base says as follows: Choyzer mispadel umasne ve'oymen. Mishnah Berurah says, if you are in a situation that you forgot as to whether it said Shemoneh Esrei or not, so Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do? If you forgot if you said Shemoneh Esrei, what Shulchan Aruch say? You say again. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can't just say it again; you have to make it tnai. Choyzer mispadel umasne ve'oymen. Im lo ispalalti te'elichavosi. If I haven't done, then that's going to be my obligation Shemoneh Esrei. Fimis palalti, if I have daven, tell an dover, that will be an dover. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush, that's a psak based on the Rishonim, that you can't just, even if you're in doubt as to where they said Shemoneh Esrei, you can't just say Shemoneh Esrei again, you will have to make a tnai to it. But now comes the crunch. Therefore, be she called Sofek Medivre Soifim Lahokel. Although normally, as you pointed out correctly, Sofek Darabon and Akula. So here we said Shemoneh Esrei is Darabonon. So why do you have to go Shemoneh Esrei again? Nevertheless, Hocher Choyzer Mispali will go for Shemoneh Esrei again. Pimnia Shelevai Sheispalel Odom Kol Ayoim Pateras Nedova. Varedei Chiddush. Kelikamei. Because when it comes to davening, davening is different. It's true that normally Sofek Darabon Lekula. It's true. But over here, really, 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 a person really should be davening the whole day. Really, we should wake up in the morning and we should thank Hashem, praise Hashem, and beg Hashem until we go to sleep at night. That's really what we should be doing. And we can't. We can't because of various reasons we can't. Primarily because we haven't got time, as well as we've got other commitments, as well as our kavanah will be very poor. But really, this our default position really should be to daven to Hashem the whole day. That's our default position. Now we don't, and we can't, and we shouldn't. But that's really our default position. Therefore, but at the very least, we understand that we're not going to say Sofek Darabon Lekula. Sofek Darabon Lekula, somebody doesn't know if he's davened. Okay, you don't know if you've davened. Okay, but that's for sure an opportunity. I know, you can daven. Daven now. Daven now. We don't say Sofek Darabon Lekula. Does that make sense? Yeah.
What about if somebody who's learning all day? So should they not learn all day, then daven all day then?
You're talking about the early halacha that we learned. Somebody who learns all day.
Yeah, you said previous generations, they didn't daven. Because they were such a kavanah, they learnt all day. So I'm here you're saying, because we've got all our commitments, really you're saying we should be...
You're asking, why is it that somebody who's learning all day, why is that...
You're saying now that really the default is we should be davening all day.
Yeah.
But we don't because of all our commitments.
Correct.
Somebody who's learning all day, surely then you could argue, instead of learning, he should be davening all day.
Right, I hear that. So why is it... Yeah. I hear it's a good hour, good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Good point. Right. Okay. So, yeah. So now we're learning that Mipnei Shalavai Shispalel Odom Kol Ayoim B'Teras Nedov Valedei Chiddush. However, somebody now goes over Shemana Esrei again because he has a sofek, ain't so a chiddush, he doesn't need a chiddush. Why? There is no greater chiddush, shiotzei this feikoi, that he is yotzei's obligation. So we learned before that we can't do a tefillas nedava without a chiddush. Yeah? We can't just daven a tefillas nedava without a chiddush. So why is it that over here, if somebody has forgotten to say Shemana Esrei, why is it that he can't daven without a chiddush? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the fact that he's yotzei, that's the biggest chiddush. He truly doesn't have to have anything specific in mind. But before, maybe it wasn't yotzei, maybe he hadn't said Shemana Esrei yet. So now you can say Shemana Esrei again.
What happens is,
Shechoizim
is by
the
suffix.
The Shulchan
said it's a suffix, then you should.
Yeah. You don't say you have to make chiddush. He said you make it tonight, but not chiddush. Ain't so chiddush. Tell
you
chiddush.
You
don't need a chiddush for safek. For nedava you do, but not for chiddush, not for safek. Yeah. So the only chiddush comes is cost of a dag, but the chaim the arba is besafek. Ain't so chlachzor is spalat flash my nesa. The kavua chayva bevat eloy besafek. Somebody's not sure if it's Meiri Rabbi Sai. Mishnah Berurah says a very big chiddush over here. A chiddush, about his chiddush. He said, if somebody is not sure if he daven Shemona Esrei, there says the Mishnah Berurah that ainu tzorich lachzor l'tzbalut for Shemona. You won't have to go over it. If you're not sure if you daven Shemona Esrei, you just woke up in the middle of the night. Hold on a sec. Did I daven Maariv or not? He had a really bad day. Everything went, you know, like really bad. You wake up in the middle of the night. You went to bed, finished. You know, you couldn't cope. You went to bed, and suddenly at 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up. So 1 second here. Did I daven Maariv or not? So now the halacha is, know that Maariv, in Sofek, if it's a genuine doubt, you won't have to daven Shemona Esrei again. You won't have to. You have to make sure you've got Shema covered. But otherwise, as far as Maariv is concerned, Shemona Esrei is concerned, you won't have to daven Shemona Esrei again. Why the kavua b'chayva b'vadeh v'loy b'sofek? Because it's only a less obligation, and obligation was only made if it's a pure obligation, and not if it's a doubt. Okay. Shulchan Aruch continues and it says as follows. I'm the third line of Shulchan Aruch. Chot metfilas musaf she'en mispar lo yisa benedava. Nedava, Rabbi Sai, you can have shachis benedava, you can have mincha benedava, you can't have musaf benedava. Musaf, there's no nedava for musaf. For Shabbos v'yom tov, ain't mispar tfilas nedava. Klal, on Shabbos v'yom tov, there's no room for tfilas nedava. For mischel leispar al da'ash lo yispar. If a person starts a Shemona Esrei, see, because you know I didn't daven Shemona Esrei, and you think you haven't daven Shemona Esrei, and you start davening again. Veniska, and you suddenly remember Shikvais, but oh, actually, I think I have daven Shemona Esrei. Poisek, you stop straight away. Hafilu be'emtza bracha, even in the middle of a bracha. Hafilu yochel lechadish b'dava, even if you could really potentially could be mechadish something. So if somebody says to Shulchan Aruch, if you start Shemona Esrei, assuming that you haven't daven yet, you're not sure if you daven yet. And suddenly remembered, oh, actually, I just davened before. What am I doing over here? It was a Shiloh one. Somebody who davened Mincha Maariv. He davened Mincha Maariv. And then later went to shul again. And then there was another Maariv. There's another Maariv. And then he just said, oh, Maariv, it's davened Maariv. And he davened Maariv with him. He had davened before already. And then he davened again. And then suddenly, middle of Shemona Esrei, he said, oh, 1 second, I've davened Maariv already. What does he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you just in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it doesn't matter, you stop straight away. Oh, is a Shalom Bim Boimah, in the middle of Shemona Esrei. That's the halacha. See, base. Chiddush Zeh Shamanu, talking about Chiddush. What is exactly here? Yeah. No, that's not about Sofek, it's about Nedova. Sofek on Shabbos, you're going to be Choyza. He's talking about Nedova. There is no concept of Nedova on Shabbos. No, there's two concepts, as I introduced earlier. There's the concept of a sofek. Sofek, we say, we don't say sofek da mon lekula, and you go over it again.
I thought you do it again.
You have to make it tonight, that's true. But
you say, if you make it tonight, if I did say it, then...
Yeah, but it's just a chumah. Leave that point as a bracket on the side. You make it tonight, but it's not really a tefillas nedava. It's a tefillas sofek. I actually, when I made the background information initially, I meant to actually point this out, to make that. There's a concept of Sofek Ispalel. Sofik is palel. We say we don't say sofik daven lekula. We say halvai she is palel kol adam kuloi. Then you should daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Daven. If you're in doubt, daven. Then there's another concept of tefillas nedava. On that we're learning nedava actually today is anyway questionable, but for sure on Shabbos and Yom Tov there is no concept of tefillas nedava. We don't do tefillas nedava. Now with regards to the somebody who's suffering his palel, it's true the Mishnah Berurah says a chumrah that you should make a tnai out of it, but that's not what the starting point is. Okay. Good question. I don't know. What do you tie in it? Maybe. He's not necessarily talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. He's talking about any his general person's approach. Yeah. It's known that the Heilige Brisker Rav, Zichrono Livracha, used to. It would appear when anyone would go to him, it would appear that he would be talking to himself. And he wasn't so, he didn't really talk to himself, but people, the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav said that he used to mumble to himself, Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. Yeshuascha for Yeshua Kivisi, I hope Hashem. And the Talmidim explain it, the Brisker Talmidim, they explain that the Brisker Rav, why he said it was because it's a concept, we didn't speak about it. But according to the Rambam, it's a concept that anybody who feels is in a situation of suffering, in a situation of lacking, a person should daven to Hashem. And that's could even be tefillah d'oraisa. A person feels that he's lacking something, and you daven to Hashem, that's a concept of tefillah, could even be d'oraisa. So they say, Talmidim of Brisker Rav say, that when he said, Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, it wasn't just because, he was very much in line with what you were saying. That a person, whenever he felt that he's lacking in something, or a yid is lacking, or himself is lacking, anybody, there's a problem in the world. Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, would daven to Hashem, would be a very short tefillah, three-word tefillah. Probably not fulfill. That's halavai she's spalled all them kolayim kuloy. Very much now what you're saying. It could be that he thought. Yeah. So you're right. It probably means that more than the Shmoneh Esrei. I think you're probably right. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis Chiddush Zeh Shamanu. The Chiddush that we've just explained and defined. Who this is? Chiddush Tova B'chol Brocha Me'em Tzoyis Me'ein Abrocha. Chiddush Shulchan Aruch said that Chiddush is you have to make a Chiddush by every single bracha of the middle brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, Me'ein Abrocha, in line with the bracha. So in the middle of Es Tzemach, you think about something about that bracha. In the middle of Baruch Aleinu, you're going to be thinking about an additional panosa element. You're going to think about something about Yerushalayim. In addition, so he says, B'chol bracha me'em tzoyis, every bracha. That's what he says initially. But then he continues and he says, V'im chiddush afilu b'vracha achas. However, even if you had a chiddush by one bracha, dayoi, it's sufficient. Kidei lo yodei in order to make known she nedava v'nechayva. But at this you have done, a nedava requires one additional chiddush for it to be a nedava. And then it's not the chayva, it's the nedava. So nedava will require, according to this, now the last few words of Shulchan Aruch, nedava requires one additional chiddush and not every bracha. V'yesh oimrim, the Ramah says the following words. The Ramah says the following. Loi mikir chiddush, it's not considered a chiddush, ela, unless im nischadash etzlo dova shaloi yotzorich ela of koidim lekein. Something that you didn't need before. Chiddush is only something that there was no need earlier for it. Something that its need was nischadash now. That would be considered a chiddush, otherwise not. That's the Ramah's word. Very importantly, what the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom line, it says in Sifkot and Ches, Ma'am Tzoyz, Ava loy begimel rishoynoiz ve begimel achoynoiz, Kedagim on Tzim Kuf Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch Tzim Kuf Yud Beis tells us, you cannot make a chiddush, there's no concept of chiddush in the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, and the final three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. There's no room for chiddush. So when we're talking about chiddush, you're adding something to the Shmoneh Esrei, that will have to be, the Bakosha, will have to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. In the post can say that. What have you got something? Well, you can see the Bialocha actually. Let's look at the Bialocha. The Bialocha says, can you see the last three lines? Mikol Mokoim. Something he's accustomed to say every day in Shmoneh Esrei. It's not something. Not something he's accustomed every day. Which is part of the Tefillah's Choyva. How would that be? What would be a professional Kiddush? Would it be... You're saying that... You're saying it doesn't have to be a thought, it could also be a...
I'm saying it should be said...
Bepeh. So, but it would be not... It could be... Okay, it could be it's bepeh. I'm not arguing with that. But it's something which is not part of the Nusach HaTfilah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's good. So you're just saying that it doesn't... It's not sufficient that it should be thought. It has to be actually verbalized. Yeah, no, that could be. I mean, I saw Poiskim saying that maybe, but you're probably right. Ideally, it should certainly be something. You're right. Probably Chatchil should be something which should be verbalized. You're right. I'm not. It's probably a color. Yeah. As if Gimel says, "Ein tzibu mispalelin tfilas nedova klal." There is no concept of tfilas nedova b'tzibu. So if somebody wants to add a tefillah, you should do this on an individual basis. Don't force a whole minyan. Let's do a tefillah and together. That doesn't work. It's an individual basis and not on a communal basis. And finally, see if dalet and roitzel is pal tefillah and somebody wishes to daven a tefillah and dover. Tzorich she makir is atzmi, needs to know himself. Zoriz v'zohir, he needs to be careful v'omid b'daitoy and wealth in his mind. Literally, he means strong in his mind. She yochel lechaven b'tefillosoy, that he is able to have kavana in his tefillah meroish from the beginning ve'atzoif until the very, very end. He needs to have complete, thorough kavana from its beginning to its end. But if he is unable to have proper kavana, korinon bei, we say to him, he's called, considered, lo moli roiv sifcheim, a posuk in Yishai, if I'm not mistaken, why do I need all these zivcheichem, these kabbonas? Valevayish yuchal echavon b'sholish tefillas akvuas liyoyim. The pasuk says, "Lomali roiv zivcheichem." Why do I need all these zvachim, these kabbonas? He's talking about kabbonas, but obviously the same applies to tefillas as well. What's the point? Hashem says, "It's Novi Yirmi who says it." Now, I don't need all your kabbonis. I need your heart. I don't need just the action. The action without your heart is worthless. Action without heart is worthless. We know that, right? Similarly, tefillah, even more so as well. Now, what's the point of tefillah without kabbonah? So therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, don't do tefillah nedava unless you're sure you can have pure, proper kabbonah. No point doing tefillah nedava. Stam. Valavai, and hopefully, Shiocha lechavim b'sholosh tefillah akvuas liyomad. Halavai, that's Shulchan Aruch says already, 500 years ago. Halavai, we should be able to have kavana for our three tefillahs that we're saying nowadays. Halavai. You know, that's good enough. If we can do that, we're doing well. Don't start for tefillahs nedava. Now, although the post, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's evident that if you do a chiddush, it's okay to do tefillahs nedava, but the Maaseh, the Chayotim says we don't do that. And it's a machlokes, because a post come to this very day as to whether there's room for doing tefillahs nedava with a chiddush, but I think that many poskim don't like it. Okay, just to recap what we covered today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the concept of HaMesopekim Ispalel. So we learned that somebody who is in doubt as to whether he's davened Shmoneh Esrei, the halacha is he should daven again. We don't say Sofek Darabon Lekola because exactly, Alevash Ispalel Kodam Kuloi. Mishnah Berurah says you should make it tonight, but that's just an additional chumra. Do you need a chiddush? You don't need a chiddush. But then the Shulchan Aruch says there's also a concept of tefillas nedava. Somebody knows he's daven. There's a concept of tefillas nedava. Tefillas nedava. Can you just do a tefillas nedava? No. What do you need to do? You need a chiddush. You need a chiddush. Now Shulchan Aruch adds Musaf. There's no tefillas nedava. Musaf. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Tfilas Nedava at all. Chiddush needs to be something new, and it has to be not first three brachas, not final three brachas, it has to be in the middle, and it has to be something additional, and then it's considered Tfilas Nedava. Shulchan Aruch says, no such thing as Tfilas Nedava, Betziba has to be biyochid, individual basis. Shulchan Aruch says that if you Tfilas Nedava, don't do that unless you know for sure you can have proper kavana. Halavai, that we'll be able to have three Tfilas with great kavana, we'll be doing a great job if we can do that. Shlomo Zalman said, did I mention it? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Shmoneh Esrei used to take a lot longer when he was getting older. And then one of his grandchildren asked him, did I mention it recently? One of his grandchildren asked him, why is it that Shmoneh Esrei is taking so much longer now? He said, it's taking me a lot longer now to have kavanah on every word. It used to be quick, it used to be sharp-minded, it used to be young, it used to be, every word it's kavanah, but now it's taking me a lot longer to concentrate. That's why I'm a Shmoneh Esrei, to have kavanah on every single word.
But you said beforehand, sometimes it's better to daven quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody according to what it is and how it happens. But that's just an incident of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman.